And they'll say, wait, Black Pearl, I was just there on Friday. And I'll say, yeah, there's a garden in the basement. What? You know, they didn't know.
That's Christy Kalidas, manager and co-founder of the Microgreens Garden, growing in the basement of the Black Pearl restaurant on Main Street in downtown Ann Arbor. Harry Cohen is a psychologist and executive coach who opened the Black Pearl 9 years ago as a labor of love.
It's a best-kept secret of what we got going here. It's like, why doesn't anybody know about it? It's really cool. Every single person that walks down there has this reaction when they open the door. Oh my God. Or they say, what else are you growing here? And I say, no, it's not cannabis, it's microgreens. What are microgreens? And then I tell them the story and they're blown away. But for me, it's just another beautiful expression of somebody doing something that they love.
And what exactly are microgreens? Christy Kalidas takes us down the stairs, tucked away into the corner past the prep room at the Black Pearl, and into what they call the grow room.
Here is our grow room. This is all of our greens. These are all microgreens right now. We're adding some herbs. There are a few shoots in here, pea shoots and sunflower shoots, but everything that you see or everything that's in this room is all pretty much been requested by chefs and by our own chef and making recommendations on what's popular, what tastes good, what looks good, and basically we do whatever they ask us to do.
She explains that microgreens are basically seedlings harvested and eaten just a week or two after they are planted in soil from a seed using no fertilizers and no pesticides.
They're beyond a sprout. They're usually anywhere from 7 to 14 days old. Some of them are a little bit longer. Very intense flavors. They're very tender, typically, because they are so young. They are anywhere from 40 to 200 times more nutrient-rich than the full plant. So that appeals to all of us that are really concerned about what we eat.
But what do they taste like? I sampled a radish microgreen, a small green leafy sprouted seed with no sign of an actual radish.
Try the radish.
See, I usually have a strong sense of smell. I don't really smell it as much.
No. I don't, you know, the cilantro is one of the stronger smelling ones, but the radish one is not. It's not.
I'm just going to eat a little bit of radish microgreen.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's hot. Yeah. That's crazy. How does it taste so much like a radish?
I know. Isn't it? Yeah. It definitely, there's no other close, it would taste like. It's definitely a radish.
Back in the kitchen, Black Pearl chef Nick Harlow says he enjoys incorporating microgreens into many of the dishes they offer at the restaurant and feels good knowing he is serving something super healthy to customers.
It's very nutrient-filled. A lot of people have been using microgreens for just garnishes, but it's actually a very healthy alternative to eating salads and stuff because you get almost twice to four times the amount of nutrients out of them.
Since becoming so popular, the Black Pearl Microgreens Garden has expanded beyond the 800-square-foot space in the basement of the restaurant to a warehouse in nearby Plymouth. They now sell the greens to five markets and several local restaurants, and their reach is continuing to expand. The president of MGM Grand Detroit, Mike Newbecker, says he plans to start incorporating more of the Black Pearl's microgreens into some of the six restaurants at the casino.
The microgreens have kind of popped from a popularity standpoint. And sometimes we struggle from, you know, we like to purvey a lot of goods from a local community standpoint. Not only does it help out the community, but from a freshness standpoint. So that's how we kind of paired up. And so far, the journey's been very good.
Black Pearl owner Harry Cohen says not only does he nurture healthy greens in the basement of his restaurant, but he hopes to continue to grow himself and his business and looks for ways to better serve the community, customers, and his employees.
The Black Pearl isn't just another restaurant for me. It's an expression of people trying to do their best to take care of customers, take care of each other.
A popular restaurant, microgreens growing in the basement, but the bottom line for Harry Cohen?
No, please come again and share the love.
Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.